Elon Musk making headlines again. This time, it's sending the price of Dogecoin skyrocketing. Here with details is our Jennifer Schonberger. And Jen, Musk has always been a big fan of Doge, but this time he's actually putting his money where his mouth is.
Hey, good afternoon, Karina. Yeah, that's right. Elon Musk saying that he will now accept payment in Dogecoin for certain Tesla merchandise. That's sending the cryptocurrency ripping higher today. Elon Musk tweeting, quote, Tesla will make some merch buyable with Doge. Let's see how it goes. Some of Tesla's quote-unquote merch, which will be buyable with Dogecoin, includes the $150 Giga Texas belt buckle, which features Tesla's logo, as well as some model Tesla cars. Last month, Tesla's $50 cyber whistle reportedly sold out almost immediately. Take a look at a chart of Dogecoin here. That cryptocurrency up some 20% on the session today, getting a bit on the back of Musk's comments. This after Dogecoin went from starting the year at just a fraction of a penny to a record high of around 74 cents in May, only to plummet further. And then, of course, getting a bid today, though Dogecoin's still down some 70% from that all-time high. Some folks have likened Dogecoin to the so-called meme stocks of AMC and GameStop and say that it shouldn't be taken seriously. Of course, Musk has been a vocal supporter of Dogecoin, which sports that Shiba Inu dog brand. Of course, Musk owns one of those dogs. So maybe no surprise there, people and their pets. I don't know. Karina, back to you.
Okay. Question for you, though, when I'm looking at the rest of the cryptocurrencies today, so Doge is sort of in a camp all by itself rallying when the rest of the crypto space seems to be selling off. What's behind that?
Hey, Alexis. Yeah. So cryptocurrency tends to be a risk asset. So it seems to sort of trade in line with those risk on assets like equities. And so today, it's no different of a story. It's under pressure with the rest of the broader market as the Fed is looking to increase the pace at which it's going to scale back those monthly bond purchases, perhaps doubling that, as Chair Powell has perhaps alluded to. So that is adding to pressure on the asset class. Of course, a lot of people view Bitcoin and some of the other coins in the crypto space as a hedge against inflation. And so this, of course, removing some of that stimulus to tamp down on inflation, serving as a bit of a headwind today.
All right. We will leave it there. It's interesting how crypto suddenly turned from a hedge into a risk asset. Jennifer Schonberger, thank you for that report.